All right, hello. My name is Joel Foreman. Call me JT. Welcome to Table for Three. This is the third attempt at recording the first episode of our podcast.
That's right.
Hopefully, we can get a good recording here where the computer doesn't crash.
I think we have it now. I think we've got everything adjusted to the way it's supposed to be. I just did another episode of a different podcast, and it worked perfectly. So I'm knocking on my head, so I'm knocking on wood.
Okay, I'll raise my hand here.
Well, yes.
Yo, man.
What in tarnation happened to the one we did last week?
Oh, no, we still have it.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Oh, it just sucked. That's right.
Yeah.
And you didn't want to...
Well...
Let me rephrase that to more technical jargon. Production value was not quite up to our normal standards.
Right. So this is a work in progress just like everything else. So this one should be much better.
That's how you get syphilis.
Well, like I said, my name is JT Foreman, and my friends here, we got the engineer, Terry Michaels.
Hola.
And got the big movie star here, John Jones.
I don't know about all that.
Super Negro champion.
It's good. What's going on, everybody? What's good? What's good?
Super Negro. You should have a cape.
I was thinking about that.
We should get you a cape.
Where's the belt, man?
I didn't expect to do anything tonight. Just came out chilling, man. You know, I ain't seen my brothers in a minute. I haven't seen you guys. So I want to check out what was going on. I met you over at,
Yosemite Falls,
man.
Yeah.
You knocked it out, man. You did the thing.
Yeah, see, John Jones, he is a Super Negro champion. And to prove this, he normally wears his wrestling championship belt, WWE belt. Now, this is not some plastic toy like I thought it was when I first... I shouldn't have told him I thought it was at first.
That's insulting.
I must have said the N-word a million times in front of him, and he always like, yeah, whatever. But when I told him I thought that belt was a toy, I thought he was going to kill me. Seriously.
I was going to pop the trunk.
It was. You know, I was...
You were going to pop the trunk?
I was going to go to the trunk on this nigga. I was like, what do you think is a toy? Man, you fucked up. I was going to pop the trunk, but I was like, it's JT.
Now,
I can't kill him and feel good about it.
How much is that belt? How much did that belt cost you?
Well, they've gone down in price now, but when I got mine, it was like $475.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's not a toy. It's not a replica. It's a real thing. It's got a name on it and everything. And I love that the WWE insignia on the front spins.
It's a.
I love that. That's
actually
that's awesome.
The Cena belt. You know, I just got it with my name on it. But yeah,
it's the John Cena belt.
Yeah, when he first became champion, he did the spinner thing, and now you can't even get those anymore.
So let me can I ask what exactly. Does each champion get a different belt in the WWE, or...?
That's not necessarily true. But what they did with John Cena, and by the way, he quit a few weeks ago.
What?
Yeah, he's not wrestling anymore.
Oh, okay. I have no idea.
But for him, because he did that to the U.S. title, too, you know, where it spun, they were like, oh, yeah, just let him run with his own gimmick and let him have creative control over his character. And so... When he got a championship belt, he redesigned the whole look of the belt to what you see me wearing and put the spinner on it. And it was tight for a minute there. It was tight.
Nice.
I would love to see them do that with, like, the World Series trophy every year and the Stanley Cup every year. You know, because really, whenever someone from New England or a Canadian team wins, they should redesign the Stanley Cup to look like a giant beer stein or something.
Does Canadians ever win anything?
Ice hockey. That's about it.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Well, they say the word A more than Mexicans do.
That's true. I don't know if there's a trophy for that.
I'm just observing lingual.
I don't know. We're not here to judge. We're here to ridicule, but we're not here to judge.
That's right. Okay. Good. Oh.
Anyway, let's do some news stories for the next.
Absolutely.
Time. All right.
Absolutely.
Cool. I'm always fascinated by the stuff that happens in the world. Like, did you know that Nicaragua accidentally invaded Costa Rica?
I did not.
This was about 3 weeks ago. Apparently, a unit was out on patrol of the Nicaraguan army, and they forgot their GPS, so one of them pulled out their iPhone, went to Google Maps. But apparently, there was a cartography error on Google Maps, so they ended up 2.7 kilometers over the border.
So what you're saying is an iPhone caused...
an international incident, yes. And almost a war. They bumped into a Costa Rican patrol, and they were about to shoot each other.
And they're like, hey, Angus,
well, let's call the base and make sure that we got this right.
Did you get our text? No. We texted you we were going to be here.
Man.
But
send tea and crumpets, man.
But, you know, the best part about that was that, you know, that's the best excuse for invading a country I ever heard in my life. I mean, that's even better than weapons of mass destruction.
Or oops.
Oops, I didn't know we were over the line.
I'm so sorry.
Let's have some chicken, man. You know, let's just chill out and have some chicken about this.
I step over the line. Shot. I step over the line and I go bowling. They dock me a bunch of points. And
that's right. Yeah. But
no one shoots at me.
Yeah. Wow. I'm just saying bowling's a little bit safer than invading other countries.
Just a little bit.
Well, they didn't know they were invading. They were just walking around.
If I have a choice on what activity I want to do today, hey, Super Negro, you want to invade another country? Go bowling. I'm going to pick bowling.
every single time.
Every time. I'm like, yeah, I think I'll just roll that bowl.
Are you good at bowling?
No, I'm black.
But it's fun, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I didn't realize that black guys weren't good at bowling.
Well, didn't you watch Obama during the presidential election in 2008? He was up in, like, Wisconsin or something at a bowling alley, and he rolled the ball and got a gutter ball. They must have shown it on the news 50 million times.
Oh.
Dude, the guy got to the White House, they used to have a bowling alley in there.
I'm still surprised they're calling him black.
Had to pull it out.
Really?
I'm surprised.
Actually, I don't know. That's just what I keep hearing on Fox News.
I'm still surprised they call him black. They can't bowl or play basketball without getting injured. You're ruining our whole gimmick, Obama. Get it right, man. Running around with your giant
mouse. See, I thought he did that on purpose. Actually, he's just trying to get a scar and make himself a little bit look a little bit tougher so we can win.
A little more ghetto.
Because, I mean, like, well, you know, start to lose the Negro vote there. Like,
Well, the midterm elections.
Do the Negroes vote?
So he's trying to make sure that they come out for the
only
presidential
if
election.
If the line says free chicken at the end of it. Yeah. That's how you got it. Oh, they got us the vote, damn it.
What's he think that during the reelection they're going to have, like, a dunking contest? That's how they're going to reelect the next president?
No. I think what black folks need to do is enjoy this moment of nostalgic humor now. There ain't going to be another nigga president. It ain't going to happen.
Well,
during Reconstruction, when all the white people in the South weren't allowed to run for office, there were a lot of senators and members of the House of Representatives that were black from southern states. As soon as Reconstruction ended, that was just gone. So there's another nostalgic era that black people in America look back to. We're going to have another one. This is Reconstruction 2, apparently. That's what the stimulus package is for.
Sounds like a movie. Reconstruction 2. Starring Wesley Snipes. Oh, wait. No, he's locked up.
No, man.
Oh, man.
He's in the same cage with Wesley Pipes. I'm going to make sweet love to your colon. I'm going to try to find that breakfast.
Oh. I got an itch on my tonsils. Can you get that?
Yeah. Turn around. Turn around.
Could you imagine being Wesley Snipes and being locked up? What do you think that's like?
Well, I think he's had it coming. I mean,
well, obviously he's had it coming. I don't feel like paying taxes.
That's a black rule. That's a black rule. You got to go to jail or prison if you're gonna be a nigga in America. And he's like blacker than every nigga on earth. I mean, this nigga's so black he can do graffiti with his elbow. He has to go. He just has to. Like, he hasn't gone to jail yet, has he? Let's look at page 8. No, he hasn't. Find a reason,
page 8.
You know, white people keep a log of what nigga's been to jail enough times. Oh, Wesley hasn't gone yet. Oh, shit, I'm out of the table. But Wesley hasn't gone. He needs to go. Yeah, we got a lot to... Tupac, got all the niggers. We didn't get Wesley. He's too busy filming Blade.
Blade 6.
Yeah, man.
Blade and Cell Block 6.
Yep.
What do you think it's like for him in prison? Do you think, like, he fears in the shower or, you know?
I think brothers will.
I'm trying not to think about it, actually.
I think some of the brothers want to see if they can find darkness, man. That's all I'm saying.
They can find darkness?
What's in here?
Wow. That is horrendous.
I just thought that the cartography error on Google Earth was a great excuse to invade another country, and I wish Bush would have thought of it in 2003. Because that's even better than weapons of mass destruction, really.
What if you could do that, like break into someone's house and say, I thought it was mine? Google said it was my house.
Yeah, I was following my phone, and the stereo is mine. Yeah, I should put it down, huh?
This isn't my couch. What's going on? It's going to be awesome. I'm sorry, officer. Look, Google Maps fucked up. I mean, yeah.
They'll find you in the living room.
No, man, the Google Earth clearly shows this is my address.
That's right.
This is my house. See, this iPhone 6.
No, this is my wife I'm fucking right
now. Yeah, that's right.
This is not your wife.
Wait a minute. You're not my wife.
Why are you complaining?
Why did you call 911? I looked on Google Maps. That would be awesome if you could do that. That would be a great excuse. I don't think it would happen, but it would be hilarious.
Never know. Let's see what else we got. In Anniston, Alabama, a woman was charged with stealing books from the public library.
She had to be white.
And you know what's funny is they can't even read there.
Yeah, I know. The libraries. They don't have libraries there. Actually, when I first read this, I do have family in Anniston, Alabama. I was like, shit, I hope this wasn't Aunt Vera.
Was it Aunt Vera?
No, it wasn't.
Wouldn't that be fucked up? You're making fun of something and it was somebody in your family?
Well, I'm starting
to get... Phone rings. Yeah, Mom, what? Aunt Vera did? Oh,
you just said the scariest thing ever to me. White people that can't read, that doesn't exist.
Oh, sure it does.
Oh, yeah, it does. Well, this is Alabama.
Awesome.
Oh, I forgot to mention, we're recording here at Denny's at, hang on. What's your name again?
My name's Nathan.
Nathan, our server Nathan, he brought us our drinks and everything. I want to thank Denny's for letting us record here at, for using up their electricity, using up their conference room.
Yeah, Blackstone and
Blackstone and Herndon in Fresno, California.
Awesome. Thank you, sir.
Where were we? Oh, yeah, okay. No, it wasn't my Aunt Vera, thank God. It's a woman named 42-year-old Regina Smith. It's a couple things I don't understand. Every news story I ever find, they always tell you the age of the person who did it. What's the point of that? It's like bad enough they got caught doing some shit they shouldn't do. Now you're going to embarrass them. They're old, too.
They're supposed to know really? Better.
Barbara Smith, age 75.
She's supposed to know better.
Now, sometimes that makes the story funnier. Like the 19-year-old girl who tried to cut her own name off of her 30-year-old boyfriend's neck. He had a tattoo of her name on his neck. She tried to cut it off after an argument.
That's why tattooing someone else's name on your body is bad luck.
Yeah, dude, good thing it wasn't on his dick is all I know. I know guys who've done that.
That boy be like,
she took a part of me.
Tattoos were a thing when I was in the Navy, but you actually had to get permission so people would get who would want to get tattoos. They didn't want to have to ask for permission, so they would get it on a place where it wasn't going to be inspected.
On their dick.
Yes. I knew a guy who had his girlfriend's name tattooed on his dick, and then they broke up, and he never got another blowjob again, because he was complaining, man, every time I got a new girlfriend, she gets down there and sees my old girlfriend's name, and it's like, no, forget this, I'm not doing it.
Wow. Now, look, I'm sleeved from my chest to my wrist. Anybody that says tattoos don't hurt, don't fucking have one. And to get a tattoo on your dick... If you don't have a huge member to begin with, you cannot stay hard through a tattoo. I mean,
that's what Viagra is for. It's a lot easier now. I want to get it. So you're having troubles with your wife? You're not? Well, no, just getting some ink done.
Sounds worse than trying to rub one out with Ben Gay, man.
Oh, wow. You can do that after you get the tattoo.
Ben Gay, well, you got arthritis on your dick or something?
What's it smell?
What made someone even think of
it's
that?
Burning.
Well, what if you got caught masturbating with Ben Gay? First, it's embarrassing that you got caught with it. Now your room smells like an old lady.
Well, I mean, like, I think there's just some areas you should
fucking
get
grandma?
Hot.
What?
No. Chasing the coonies. Chasing the saber-toothed tigers.
No shit.
When she really took the wig off and her teeth out, I was straight, nigga. I was ready to go.
What else you
now,
got?
Take your dentures out. Take your dentures out, baby. Take your dentures out.
I like you.
Gum jaws.
Horrendous.
Regina Smith, 42 years old, she was arrested for felony theft after a librarian saw her steal two books.
Two?
Two books. felony. I mean, if you're gonna, if it's gonna be a felony, at least steal a car or something. Take the bookmobile. You know, you just took two books and you got a felony for that.
It's a felony to steal Cat in the Hat and The Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yeah. Look, those books are classics. Okay. I would have hit her hard for that too. Mm-hmm. You're doing life, double life. Cat and the Hat and the Grinch. That's a wrap. That's and a wrap. Tar and feather her right now.
Did you steal a book that Jim Carrey or Mike Myers made a movie out of?
That's yeah, just, there you go.
It's police. They arrested her and then got a search warrant for her house, and they found 222 books valued at $5,432. That she'd taken over the past couple of years. Mostly crime novels and mysteries, which apparently she wasn't reading them because, you know, she would have learned something and maybe got away with it if she had. See, this is a hoarder.
Oh, yeah. So
I see, she's not reading these.
Felony hoarding.
Yeah, felony hoarding. Investigator Kyle Price said she has a library card, but sneaked books out and kept them instead of borrowing them. Well, duh. Court records don't show whether she has an attorney, but her bond was set at $10,000. You know, I don't think she's going to be able to get a lawyer.
You don't think so?
No. Well, you know, every attorney's office I've ever seen, they got stacks and stacks of bookshelves. And, you know, I'd be afraid she'd clean me out. So,
be like, I want to represent this bitch. Shit. I just got these books. I've got my whole collection. I don't want to be paranoid like
where's
that.
Where's my law dictionary? Shit.
I'm gonna take your clothes off, bitch. I know you got my law. I reasonably believe you're hiding my book in the buzzy.
Well, you know, I might have been able to get you off on that if I'd have been able to object, but, you know, I didn't have my law books to be able to look that precedent up, so...
And just think, if she did steal the books and she put them in her pussy, she'd be a book snatcher.
Oh, that sounds like a movie too. Book snatcher. Darn some dumb bitch.
And the Wayans brothers that nobody's heard of.
That's right, like the fifth or sixth brother. Yeah. Dick Wayans or something.
I like this one. The NYPD is using glue traps to catch rodents at their headquarters, or they were. Because the mice can live up to 24 hours stuck in the trap, some consider it cruel, and somebody called PETA.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not like they're eating them.
Yeah, no. They get stuck, and then they're stuck there for like a day before someone comes around to clean it up. So oh, that's yeah. cruel.
I used to put them in my house. I had a mouse problem in the house, and I would put them up, and you could hear the little mice squeaking.
Someone call PETA.
Yeah.
Terry's a... torturing these rats by having them stuck in one place for a day?
Yeah, that's it. It's not, yeah. And then I would come out and hit them with a phone book.
Yeah. Damn. Okay, now that's all right because it kills them fast. You know?
Yeah.
New York Police Department.
You can't go to Disneyland after that. I mean, I know what you did. Oh.
Because you could hear them crying. They were like, I'd be like sleeping in the middle of the night and I'd hear, squeak, squeak, you know, because I would get like two or three of them. And because I had a
whole... Having conversations on the same pad? Nigga, you stuck. I'm stuck with you. Terry got us. Damn, what's this was a peanut butter? Shit.
And then they saw the light come on, and what's up? Bam! I would drop a phone book on him. That was the biggest book I had. Because that bitch came in and stole every other of my books.
Yeah. What if you just knocked the rat out? What, the mouse out, you know? What if you just knocked him out and didn't kill him? It's...
What would you do with him afterwards? I mean, you just put him outside, he's just going to sneak back in.
Yeah.
Actually, I'd throw him over the fence in my neighbor's yard. I hate that son of a bitch. Can't stand that guy.
So if you live next to JT and you have a mouse problem, you know why.
Well, this guy, he likes to go out at 1 in the morning. There's an elementary school across the street, and people like to park in the parking lot and make out and fuck in the parking lot in their cars. And he likes to go around with his flashlight... shining in the windows. Hey, get out of here. I'm going to call the police.
Wow. So he's like the neighborhood watch cock blocker. Yeah.
And then he wonders why people throw rocks through his windows in the middle of the night. I was like, well, if he hadn't interrupted me.
Yeah.
Then, no, well,
somebody would try
nobody
to do some crap like that to me.
Anyway.
I'm going to tell you what would happen to that flashlight. He'd only be seen again when he opens his mouth. You do the math. Hey! All right, Dugger.
Well, to make a lot easier for the dentist when he has to get his next examination.
I know, man. Wow, your mouth is bright.
He comes over with the light and, oh, well, I don't need this.
I don't need that.
Man, yeah.
He looked like a jack-o'-lantern.
Shoot. The doctor would ask him, how did he get the whole thing out your mouth and through your rectum again?
It would be stuck on until the batteries went dead.
Yep, shoot. He uses energizers, too.
What if they were rechargeable, so if it went out and sunbathed?
You go to the dentist, your teeth look fine, but you need me to change the batteries?
Wow.
Okay, so the New York Police Department is using glue traps, and someone called PETA because they're cruel. New York Police Department Chief Spokesman Paul Brown said, someone ratted us out.
And you know what they did in response? They ran out and they shoved their nightsticks up the mouse ass.
Yeah, so I was going to comment on that. You know, they've moved up in their cruelty. They've calmed down their cruelty more like it.
No, it just gets worse, actually. Someone ratted us out, but we made some changes. They're now using PETA-recommended professional-grade traps. The animal rights group has awarded Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly and the NYPD their Compassion Award for the decision to stop using glue traps. So the NYPD has received a Compassion Award from the animal rights group PETA. John Jones, don't take this as just because you're a black guy, I'm asking, but how do you feel about them getting a Compassion Award?
Well... I won't go into a restroom alone with them still.
So you might end up in a glue trap.
But it just,
I mean, like, I'm afraid to see him with a mop handle. You know, that's all I got to say.
Oh, then just Jeffrey Dahmer your ass.
Well, no, I read that while I was in jail a year back. Well, not a year back, but years ago. You know, you remember that when they did that to that black kid? You know, put the mop.
Yeah,
they was Wu-Tang Clan in the Duke shoot, man. Looking for butt pudding and stuff. He was sitting up there looking pathetic in that Time magazine. Just, they got my ass. Right?
No. Why would you be on the cover of Time magazine?
I don't know what magazine was, but I saw him just sitting there black as all heck looking pathetic.
I'd be like, you know what? No.
Wasn't he like a Nigerian immigrant or something? The last one.
In that case.
In that case.
My feelings about them are very stirred.
Obviously.
Because they owe me millions of dollars, you know.
Is that what it is?
Well, every week they send me a letter, promise me this money, you know, in my email, and I never get it.
Yeah.
That's right. And they say if you'll go somewhere and you can collect all this money.
That must have been the real reason that the police were sodomizing them with their
nightsticks. Oh, that's why I believe that.
They fell for the email scam and then, all right, let's find some Nigerians, see if we can get to the bottom of this.
They got to the bottom of it, all right.
Yeah, they got to the bottom of it.
I wonder what sound he was making when they were getting to the bottom of it. Willy, 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 willy. Yes, it burns with your eyes shut.
The Compassion Award. The police getting the Compassion Award is like a Roseanne Barr getting an accommodation for dieting.
Let's see. This one was good. So, someone having a heart attack, but you don't know CPR? There's an app for that.
Really?
Really.
What, do you put your iPhone on their chest?
Almost. Xavier Jones, a basketball player at Laverne High School outside Los Angeles, collapsed during practice. His heart stopped. Just by coincidence, the head coach, Eric Cooper, had been reading CPR instructions on a first aid app the night before on his iPhone.
Hold on. You're telling me that a teacher in Los Angeles was around athletes and isn't required to know CPR?
He was reading a first aid app on his iPhone the night before.
Oh, okay.
Maybe he was just refreshing his memory.
Oh, okay.
It's not that he was... I would think that every teacher, regardless of what they're teaching, would be required to learn CPR.
I don't know if that's the case, but I would think that would be common sense. You know?
I would tell that kid to stay away from fried foods. Well, I'm serious. You're 14 years old, mm-hmm. and you're falling down the football field. That's too much damn chicken. That's all I'm trying to say. That's over chicken.
OC.
EOC.
Well, he and assistant coach John Osomo performed CPR and got the student's heart going again. So, there's an app for that. You need CPR to save someone's life. And version 2.0 of the app is going to have the optional defibrillator attachment.
to have a heart attack, and I mean, we all went to high school. Yeah. How would you like to be that kid? Yeah. So you would have feel convulsing and foam out your mouth, nigga. You was looking. I got you on YouTube now.
Well, I think I don't remember exactly, but the story said something about he had some sort of heart disease, and so that.
Dang, but, it's happening earlier and earlier in life, man. Yeah. I just have high blood pressure, and I'm, you know, at least reasonably aged to have that now. I'm 36. He's 14 and has, dang.
Well, I was born with a heart condition, so.
Yeah, but Terry, you as a baby, you used to, instead of milk, you was drinking fried chicken grease, man. I remember.
A taste for cholesterol delicious. Is not considered a heart disease.
Okay, you're right.
It is something that you're just born with, like, but.
He's going to be big and strong. It's like all the colors.
Now, here's the moral of that story that a lot of people don't know. The kid's parents filed for molestation charges against the coaches. So, you know, who knew? You know,
real talk.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm about to say, man. It's like waiting on me.
No, that wasn't CPR. He was fine. They were just feeling him up.
I woke up and my coach was kissing me. What the?
You don't know how long I wanted to
press my lips. Mouth to mouth doesn't take monthly lips. Tongue. How come there's a picture of your balls on my forehead on the internet?
That's how I woke you up.
That's what brought it to.
It brought you too, man. I didn't need smelling salts. Ball sweat.
Teabag me. I'm coming back from the dead too, motherfucker.
Yeah. Something warm and gooey on my ass balls. Kick your ass.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I saved your life. Why are you angry?
A couple in St. Paul, Minnesota. The names are Jamal and Tiara White.
Okay. That's all I'm going to say.
Is there anything else to that story? Because there probably doesn't even need to be.
Okay, now there was a picture with the story, and yes, they're both black. I know with those names you're really surprised.
John is shocked.
I don't mean to be a dick here, but if I were a black person, my last name were White, I would change that shit. Right?
Can a black man have a white name?
No.
Literally.
Yeah, yes, you can have a white name, but not literally white. I would change, like, I don't, if I were a white person, my last name were black. Well, I would keep it because then people would think my dick was bigger than it actually is, but that's different. Anyway.
Well, at least just stop naming the kids after stuff they'll never own.
Tiara.
No,
her name is Tiara.
Yeah, but that's something that's achievable for black folks. But Alexis, Mercedes,
Lamborghini.
No, they don't name the kids that. Are those? They know their limits. Well, I might get a Lexus.
Are they naming them that because it's something they'll never own? Or are they naming them that because they figure, well, she's going to be a stripper anyways?
Now, that's amazing that you say that because most strippers are Caucasian. Because nobody wants to see a monkey up there dancing.
Yes, and you want to know what my brother named his daughters.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. Now, he's a Mormon. He named his daughters weird names that you never hear of.
Like
Kylie?
Like Joseph.
No.
Joseph Sky.
Okay, so where was I? All right, they're 21 and 22 years old, respectively. Both of them, their birthday is November 24th.
Nice.
Okay. Their son, Jamal Jr., was born on November 24th.
Oh, shit.
So all three of them have the same birthday.
Somebody's fucking on the same day. That's what's going on.
Yeah. And both of them had the same last name, White, before they were married.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you thinking inbred?
Well, there's not that many black people in Minnesota, man. And they got the same
pretty
last
mouth.
Name.
That is creepy.
It's funny I would say that. I just barely saw that. I heard deliverance all my life, and I never saw that scene.
Dun, 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 dun,
I was
dun,
cracking dun, up. Dun. And I squeal like a pig.
You ain't for a
ride. Oh! That's all you gonna give me is, oh! You better give me more than that.
New York-based astrologer, I didn't get her name, considers that they are all Sagittarius to be intriguing. Quote, "This is going to be an opinionated group," she said. they will all be vocally enthusiastic and exuberant.
In other words, they'll be niggers.
I'd like to point out that it was the black guy in the group who said that. Not me this time.
Not you this time.
Yes.
Wow.
Because every other time, it's got to be you.
Wow.
Okay, now it's time for white people to be a shithead in this story. Mark Ellisusen of Hayden, Idaho, said he saw nothing wrong with building a snowman shaped like a Klansman.
Oh, no fucking way.
With a noose in its hand.
I wonder if I go over to his house and have cookies. Well, I'm thinking. I can make friends with him.
If you want Nilla wafers, apparently.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's a good time to have tea and sit down. I admire his artwork.
I don't even think Santa would show up with that kind
of don't fly that way, Rudolph. He's a racist. He doesn't deserve anything.
Oh, my God.
Quote, there's nothing hateful about it I can see.
Really?
Yeah, that's what he said.
The best part about that snowman is it's going to fucking melt.
Asked why his neighbors complained, Ellis Houston said, hell if I know, they want to cause trouble.
No, get the fuck out of here, really? They want to cause their fucking nosy neighbors.
This is the same guy that on Halloween, according to neighbors, when he ran out of candy, he passed out spent bullet casings.
Oh my God. Who is this fucking
guy? He's got to be white.
Does that.
Here you go.
He does describe himself as a white supremacist.
No, really. He's not an idealist.
To be supreme, you must be better. All you can give some kids some spit bullet casings.
Yeah,
I know. At least give him the full bullet.
Give him the full bullet.
Going for up, being a dumbass.
Going out there and kill you one, boy. Wow. Go and get you one.
I wonder what kind of candy he gave. He probably gave out. I bet you didn't give out Milk Duds.
Milky Way. Probably Milky Way.
He gave out white chocolate. That is the top of the white supremacist chain on Halloween. He give away white chocolate.
Well, what happened to the little black kids came to his house for some candy?
I don't think they did.
I would have. Yeah, it's Halloween, trick or treat. What are you for Halloween, boy? I'm a coon. No, I'm a spook. That's an original costume. Don't give me all that candy.
Well, how do you think you spent the casings?
Oh, Joe, you are creepy.
Wow, it is Idaho.
Huh. That is true. I got family in Idaho, actually.
How all these news stories that end up with crazy people end up somebody that is, you have family living in the same vicinity.
Yeah, I'm getting a little bit afraid of
crazy white people in Alabama, get crazy white people in Idaho.
That's why you're always
across the table. I got liberal crazy white people in Seattle.
Terry's smarter than me. He's always across the table. You never know what Joel's going to crack.
I got all this equipment in front of me just in case.
I can outrun you, though, Terry.
Are you kidding me? Anybody can outrun me.
So, if he goes crazy, I'm going to trip you, man. You my boy, I'm going to trip you. He's got to kill something. It doesn't matter to Joe who he killed.
I'm out of breath right now, and I'm sitting down. All right?
So. let's see. Sven Koppler of Watchburg, Germany, was arrested in Los Angeles for sending more than 500 live tarantulas through the mail, including some endangered ones.
The fuck?
The investigation was codenamed Operation Spider-Man. And they caught him in a sting operation.
Oh, Jesus.
I didn't write that, okay? This is the copy that came from the Associated Press. This was not me.
Wow.
You know, I think I heard somewhere, sending spiders through the mail is how you get syphilis.
Really?
That's how you get it.
Why would he send spiders through the mail?
Someone was buying them from him.
I wonder if they made it there alive. Germany?
I hope not. I hope they died on the way. I don't like spiders. Anything with more than four or less than two legs is just wrong.
So, okay, it was from Germany to America?
Yes.
That's a long. If he had sent it UPS, she would have never got there.
Yeah, UPS be shaking the spider around. What's in here?
Oh.
Because nothing comes, you know, as it was delivered with UPS.
Next time, send them to the guy in Idaho.
Was something must have happened to where that they knew he was sending spiders. Like,
I would guess that like a package broke open at the post office. I mean, somebody got bit or whatever. And imagine you're just working the mail, you know, and then all of a sudden a whole bunch of spiders. And well, actually, you might not scream. You might be like, oh, another flashback. Why does it hurt? Flashbacks usually don't hurt.
That's true.
Oh my gosh, it's real this time.
Oh.
Oh.
April 11th, 1954 was the most boring day in history.
Really?
According to some guy has a website, he did the search engine on it, and
he wasn't at
nothing mind. Significant happened. Nobody important died, and no one of significance was born on April 11th, 1954.
Okay, he needs to get out of his home.
There's some important academic in Turkey, and there was an election, a local election in Budapest. Those were the only things of significance on this website that has 300 million historical events on it that happened on this day. So just think, if you know someone who was born on April 11, 1954, their birth may very well be the most important thing that happened in the world on that day.
No, you know what? He isn't taking into account January 7th, 1990. That was the most boring. That's the day I got married for the first time, and that was the worst boring honeymoon ever.
Was it boring or was it just terrible?
It was boring. It was boring. It was absolutely boring.
And last news story.
I don't even play a fart game.
A gamer was accused of violating Xbox Live's user license agreement when he registered his hometown as Fort Gay, West Virginia. There's just one problem. Fort Gay actually is the name of the town he lives in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I would have made up.
He had to get the mayor involved to get back onto Xbox Live's system because they saw Fort Gay, West Virginia, and they banned him because, oh, you violated our license agreement. And he was like, no, the city is really Fort Gay. Look up my zip code. And no, they wouldn't look it up. And he called the mayor, and the mayor called Microsoft.
Can you vouch for Fort Gay?
Yeah.
Who would name a town Fort Gay?
Someone that's gay.
Well, maybe they're just happy.
Yeah, because that's what the word means. I'm tired of it always being sexual.
True. That is true.
People are just walking around the town skipping an old man.
I've been trying to think of some sort of a
happiest town in America.
Yeah.
Homosexual associated military thing.
Wow.
But the best I can come up with is maybe a butt pirate did it. It's naval, right?
Stings at first. That was wrong. No.
Oh, and that's news stories with JT Foreman on Table for Three, episode number one, third attempt.
Yeah. It's episode one version 3.0, apparently.
Man.
For the record, it is still recording.
Miracles shall never cease.
Yeah, so there you go.
All right. Anyone have anything? I came to a realization. This is the thing I want to talk about. This is our something I want to talk about segment.
Oh, we're going to have to get some music for that. I have to write some music for that.
Actually, if it were music like that, it would be something I don't want to talk about. Hoping nobody would ever find out this shit. I have 10 nephews and nieces. My older brother Eric has 5 kids.
Somebody is fucking
That's
in
That's what
your
I'm
family.
Saying. How can you be the only motherfucker in your family now? Fucking.
I don't know. I've got 5 brothers and 2 sisters.
Uh-huh.
My older brother Eric, he has 5 kids. There's 3 girls and 2 boys. Then there's me. Next is Jacob. He's been married for about 3 years. They don't have any kids yet. No, I'm sorry. He's been married for just under 2 years now. My brother Michael, they just had their first kid. He's been married about 5 years. Then there's Amber. She was married a little over a decade ago. Her husband passed away. She has a kid.
Uh-huh.
Then there's Paul. He and his wife have been married for a few years. They have 3 kids. And then my stepbrother Josh, he's married right now. He doesn't have any kids yet. And then my youngest sister Holly, she's not married, doesn't have any kids, but she's only 22, so she's got time.
Okay.
I'm 38. I've never had a relationship that lasted longer than about a day.
Wow. Well, there you go.
And I came to the realization that I'm the creepy uncle.
And that's why you haven't had a relationship that's less than one day?
Well, no, it's just, you know, every family has the creepy uncle. And if you think to yourself, well, if you have uncles and you don't have a creepy uncle, that means your dad is the creepy uncle. Just so you know. So there's people out there who are thinking, well, I don't have a creepy uncle. Your father is the creepy one then.
Wow.
Now, creepy doesn't necessarily, that doesn't mean raping the nieces or something.
What does it mean?
It's just the weird one. There's always the one brother in every family that's the weird one. And I guess I'm the weird one. I mean, here I'm 38. I've never been in a long-term relationship. I'm trying to do stand-up comedy for a living.
Oh, well, there you go.
And I'm just the... I realize that I'm the creepy uncle. And that just... It's not a bad thing. Well, it probably is a bad thing. But to me, it's not a bad thing, which is more of what makes me creepy. But
John Jones is stunned. He hasn't said a word in 2 minutes.
I'm looking right at him. I'm like, you mean a creepy uncle with that Kenny Rogers haircut?
Kenny Rogers? Is he still even alive?
Lady.
Do you know who Kenny Rogers is?
Yeah.
He's the gambler. You got to know when to hold him.
I'm gonna try to educate you, Joe. You got to know when to do these things, man.
Oh, okay.
I don't know exactly where I'm going with that, but that's just it's just a realization that I came to. And
well, I'm just curious. Your brothers and sister, that's a lot of kids. Do they not own televisions? I mean, damn.
Well, yeah, watch Seinfeld. Okay, why there's so many kids in my family, frankly, is because my dad was Mormon.
Okay.
Okay, and my older brother Eric, he's the one with 5.
Is he Mormon?
He's the only one who followed in the religious footsteps.
Oh, okay.
So he's all Mormon. Right. He's got 5 got kids. It. Now, Paul is... He just... does a lot of drugs and has sex. He used to do a lot of drugs and has sex with his girl all the time.
Nice.
So that's why he's got 3 kids.
Nice.
But he's straight out, though. I mean, he's got a steady job. He works in construction. You know, he's taking care of his family. You know, he's cleaned himself up really well. He's actually a more productive member of society than I am at this point.
Maybe you should start taking drugs.
Yeah, maybe so.
Now, you can take drugs and still be a productive member of society.
And depending on which drug and how much, you might actually end up more productive.
No, Joe, exactly. Man, you're the tax man. I've been waiting to do that, man. Tax man.
I do data entry for the IRS from, like, January to June, which means I sit and I type. So if you did your taxes correctly, but your refund was screwed up, that was probably my fault because I put it in the computer wrong. Sorry about that.
He's the tax man.
I love how Foreman likes to find something to sing about.
I like it was Don Amici. I think it was Don Amici in the movie Trading Places who said they're very musical people. John Jones always sings about everything.
Well, what else do you sing about, John? What was it? The other thing you're always singing about?
Jerking off.
Well, do the jerking. Do we call it the jerking off song?
Oh, it's got to be the jerk off song now.
Well, and what is it?
Well, he's got 2 of them.
Got the super cold head, Chris.
He's got. That's one of them. That's the favorite one. Can't get enough super cold head, Chris.
You see it? I got JT.
The other one is the Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh yeah, Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. Yeah, you say that right when you skeet too. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
When you're skeeting?
Yeah.
You're skeet? I've never heard it called that before.
What? To all skeet, 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 skeet. You ain't heard skeet before, man?
No, I've never.
Oh, man, no. You know, man, that's it. Hand it back. Give me your Negro acceptance card. No. It's it for you. It's over.
Because I haven't heard of skeeting. Now I'm not an honorary Negro any longer.
Man, skeeting?
Instead of singing, like, can I just be like, Paul! And have somebody there with a shotgun to shoot it out the air when it's skeeting across the room?
That's not going in the air.
That's
come
like
on.
8, 9 years
old. Yeah, it's
now.
Just going to dribble down the side.
Do I really have to explain skeeting to you?
I understand what it is. I've just never
heard
it.
You've never heard it?
I've never heard anybody call that.
You ain't heard Little John and the East Side Boys before.
Who?
Little John and the East Side Boys.
Do I look like
but that song was on every 13 seconds. You could have been at a Klan rally, and that song would have came on right when you was hanging a black person. No, real talk, that song came on a lot.
Trick or treating in Idaho.
To the window. I got sick of it. I was about to pull out my own eyeballs if I heard it again before they stopped playing it. But like that song, it was notorious a few years back.
And who's it by?
Little John and the East Side Boys.
Little John and the East Side Boys.
Yes. And that dang, I'm sick of hearing it. But like, really, that was like the whole.
And they referred to
skeeting as busting a nut. And they played it on the radio when the song first came out. They played that part, and black people were like, they're really going to play that part. And then now I figured out why. White people don't know what the fuck it meant.
Exactly.
They think it's cool. It's all skeet, damn it. It's a good song.
No idea.
Yeah,
I've never heard of that.
Oh, skeet, motherfucker. Yeah.
Wow.
It means to bust a nut on a girl's head.
Skeeting was a machine that shoots a clay pigeon and you shoot it with a shotgun.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I know.
I'd never known that it was a euphemism.
How ignorant.
For projectile ejaculation.
You got to learn that Ebonics is English words used in different ways. You know, like, skating is to bust a nut. If you said, oh, come on, my friend John Jones, let's go out and go skating together. I'm like, Joe, you want to jerk off with me, nigga? You know, we ain't that. I don't know you like that. Fuck it, let's go do it, man. You know, like,
wow. That could be a whole nother podcast.
Yeah, you said that in jail?
Skeeting for three.
We're going to have to do a video podcast on that one.
I wonder what that would sound like, man. Like, the three of us skeeting for three.
Well, you would be like, boom, 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 boom. And Terry would be like, just.
No, Terry would be an aggressive skeet, like a bear. Oh, skeet! You know? And yours would be creepy.
Skeet. Yeah.
Me, I'd be like, yeah, it would sound like Pac-Man when he dies.
And me? I don't know, man. What would be...
Super Golden Crisp, you'd be singing during that, too. Yeah. Do you sing when you have sex with your wife?
And I incorrect her,
can
maybe.
You feel it? That's why I sing when I'm fucking my wife. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Goodbye.
What if she doesn't respond?
You don't really want the answer to that.
She might have passed
I'll
out.
I'll find a way for her to respond. What's going on in door number two?
Is that what the donkey punch is for?
No, just all you got to do is go,
Wow. Now, what was it? Tonight, you at Yosemite Falls in Fresno?
Yeah.
Didn't you win the comedy competition tonight?
I actually won. I think it was the first time since Yosemite Falls Cafe has an open mic. It's every Tuesday, and they do it as a competition where the winner wins. The audience decides who wins, and the winner wins $100, and they got to come back the next week as the headliner, do 15-20 minute set at the end of the show, and so the winner is always whoever brought the most friends with them.
It's a bringer show.
Yeah, pretty much.
For those comics, if there are comics listening, or you're going to know what a bringer show is. But for those of you that aren't comics, that is a show where you're required to bring a certain amount of people just to do the show.
Yeah, well, you're not required to bring people to this one. But if you want to win,
you will.
You better bring people because, you know, the guy who brings two friends with him, if no one else brings anybody else,
better be freaking funny.
Those two friends are going to scream and yell and, oh, well, you got the loudest audience reaction, so you won. And, you know, there's been a couple of times when the person who won wasn't so great, but they're apparently a bit more outgoing than I am, so they brought a lot of friends with them. And, you know, there was a couple, there have been at least once when the guy who won bombed. Really? I mean, just hardcore, you know, just like he, you know, bombed like a suicide terrorist. Like, just go up there and hi, and the audience, even their friends weren't laughing. But at the end, when they did, okay, audience gets to decide who wins. Their friends still cheered and screamed really loud, so that person won.
And then they're supposed to come back next week and headline.
And I seem to remember, yeah, and then they're supposed to come back the next week and headline. And, okay, you're going to do a 15, 20-minute set next week. And they're like, I barely got through the three that I did for the open mic tonight.
But you can't collect your money till next week when you do the set, correct?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You get paid after you do the headline set.
Got it. Okay. I was there for that.
The bombing. Yeah.
The only thing that would have been funny is if, like, the devil's hand would have came out from the ground and snatched that motherfucker and pulled him down. That would have been funny for me. I would have been, that's a great finisher. What the hell?
The only way the situation could have been more amusing to me would be if that show had been on December 7th. And I could have said, this is how we're celebrating Pearl Harbor Day.
Wow. That. Wow.
Make all I served in the military, so I get to tell these jokes.
Yeah, okay. I can't.
I that's the best thing about the fact that I've served in the military is that I never have to listen to someone say, well, you never served, so you don't know what you're talking about.
Right, right.
That's awesome. And the second best part about it is that I get to say that to other people.
There you go. That's right, because you can.
So, well, you never served, so you don't know what you're talking about. And they're just... Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations to you.
Yeah, so I actually won. I don't, you know, the only friends I have are here at this table.
and I wasn't there.
Yeah, you weren't there, and John was my competition, so he wasn't going to clap for me. I was just kidding. So that means I actually won. You know, there were a couple people who brought a couple people with them.
And yeah, but you then, still took it.
Actually, I kind of, here's how I won. There was a black chick in the back corner. I told her she was hot.
What?
And she was. She still is. I mean, was. She's hot. So I talked to her from the stage a little bit, told her how shot she was. And I probably wouldn't have had the balls to do that if I'd noticed the black guy that was sitting next to him, next to her. But, you know, he had his eyes closed and he wasn't smiling, so I couldn't tell that he was over there in the dark corner.
Right.
That is...
No, I didn't see him over there. I would not hit on a girl who was with another guy who I thought would beat me up. So
okay, yeah, let's get to the truth.
So
yeah, okay.
I probably wouldn't have done that, but she screamed really loud when they were voting, so that's probably the reason that I won. But so I did have a really good set, though.
And you had Jungle Fever, and that helped.
Yeah. You know, everyone has jungle fever. I don't care what anyone says. Every white...
Joel's going to make her into a cupcake.
I think that the only way that we're going to get true equality among the races is if we force integration. So I think they should pass a law that white people can only date minorities. Minorities can only date white people. Every couple should have to be a mixed couple. And so that true integration, I think... Now here's
you know
the thing.
How many,
some people
you
say
will get shot.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, you
maybe
will
we
get
shouldn't
shot.
Say this.
Angry white people are going to be.
This is JT Foreman.
Yeah, from Fresno, California, with the Kenny Rogers haircut.
Yeah,
that's him. Because you know they're going to be knocking at your door. Hey, you know damn well we don't want to be right.
Won't. Yeah,
and I'm not just saying this because every white woman in the world has turned me down.
Yeah, you are.
Okay,
you hate them. You hate them deep down in your heart.
Absolutely.
I hate
absolutely.
Them crackers. I hate them.
Yeah, maybe you should cut this out of the show.
JT, you're fucking up the show again.
I don't want to have to.
He's a reliable fuck up.
I don't want to have to wear my bulletproof vest.
Oh, no, you're fine.
You're fine.
It's they a shoot joke. You in the head anyway.
We're not going to Kentucky.
It's a joke. It's a joke.
You JT
for it's a joke, everybody. JT does not really want to integrate everyone.
Actually, yeah, I do.
Just himself.
You that guy, JT Foreman? Yeah. I'm not going to let you tell me that I got to be running them goddamn niggers. Get the rope. I'll tell you what we do with them types there, boy. I'll tell you what. Because I'll tell you what happened. My daughter's friend come back from a Ku Klux Klan meeting, and I know some niggers did it.
Yeah, I can tell you one person that's not going to be integrated, the guy with the KKK snowman.
Oh, man, if he heard that right now, he would go into convulsions.
Yeah, I don't understand. I can't believe he said that. You know, I don't... Okay, I can understand how racism could develop in an area that has multiple races around. You know, anytime you're in a proximity, there's a chance that there's going to be some animosity between different groups of people.
And that
just that point I get. Now the race isn't a big enough reason, but I understand how it can come out. What I don't understand is racism in Idaho, because all they got are white people up there.
I can't.
Racist against you hate both black guys? What? Seriously.
They're the trouble in the neighborhood.
The only dark skinned things in Idaho are the potatoes.
They don't like potatoes until they peel the skin off them.
Okay.
Oh, I hate it. Oh, it's better now. It's better now. I can eat it.
Oh, okay.
That's the first thing people move to do, is take the skin off the potato. Why?
Why? Because it flies quicker.
Why? Subliminal messenger. It fries quicker.
Fries quicker.
So does that mean less screaming or something?
Instead of Well, congratulations to you on Yosemite Falls.
I didn't tell these jokes once.
That's awesome. So you'll be headlining there next Tuesday?
Yeah, next Tuesday I'll be headlining there.
I'll pray for you.
Thank you. Are you guys going to come out and perform?
You know what? I might. Well, you know, now I don't have to compete against you. I mean, you know, you were the shoe-in. I don't want to compete, you know, against you.
He's been doing it for 3 months. This is the first time I won. So I need to make some friends so I can win more often.
There you go. And you know what? With comments like you just did, you're going to be making a lot of friends.
Maybe I should just shut my mouth. You know, this podcast wasn't such a great idea. I don't know.
But we do have a movie star in our midst, though. We forgot about that.
Yes. John Jones, the Super Negro Champion, is in soon-to-be blockbuster. I mean, this is gonna eclipse. Avatar is gonna be nothing.
I mean, shit.
When this gets, forget blue people. All right,
and purple people.
We got the Super Negro Champion here, and check out the website supernegrochamp.com.
Yes, is that it's supernegro.com? Yeah. Is that
Super Negro or Super Negro Champ?
Supernegrochamp.com. Joe, right?
Supernegrochamp.com.
Awesome. He's paying attention. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm going to.
Check that. Now, tell us about the movie, man.
You know, I really didn't do much. They had me in a couple scenes. You know, it's my first. It's a big deal because it's my first, you know, stepping on a comedy thing and trying to move over to acting. But really, I mean, like, it was a good time. You know, all kidding aside, I had a good time, man. It was a lot of titties.
Well, that sounds like a good time.
Well, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
What kind of movie are you in?
Weird enough, I thought it was going to go that way, but it's a comedy spoof movie, but... The scene I was filming is a party scene, and they're doing two versions of this film. They're going to do a PG rating and an R rating. So I got to be there to film both shots, and R rating, you know. And it was then I started to learn that I understand why white men like thin women. Because I was starting to change right before my eyes. Like, I would hit that. You know me, I'm strictly...
Oh, yeah.
You got to be able to turn the palace to talk to you.
You're always giving me a bunch of crap every time I'm like, oh, man, girls are hot. And you're...
No, but you go for Skeletor. Like, what
I... No, I don't.
Yes, I like, honestly, man, seriously, you go for Skeletor. Skeletor got off the steroids and was working at Denny's, and, hey, he ran out, get you! That'd be the girl you talk to.
No, there's two kinds of girls that I like. I like...
I'm just saying, you shouldn't see her spinal cord through her shirt.
Oh, my God!
Joe actually hit that.
She's hot.
I do
like age and shit. Yeah,
I do.
Spinal cord through her shirt.
I either want the girl to be, I can pick her up, or I want the girl to be where she can pick me up.
Joe, you begging me? You can pick up anything.
I want to find a 6'6", you know, but not
a what?
Not a 6'6" woman. I want a tall woman.
Oh, as in six foot six tall.
Six, yes.
Okay.
I want a tall woman, or I want a short woman. Those are my two. I like.
Well, I believe those are the only choices, Joe.
Just trying to say. There's a lot in between.
Come on, no, JT.
No, I'm not saying. Okay, there's not much I would kick out of bed at this point.
You'll fuck a horse at this point.
I have. Okay, let's not get personal. All right. Jesus.
They do have nice booties.
Why are you bringing that up?
I've seen your wife. No, actually, I haven't seen your wife.
No, that's not. No, not this wife. My couple of my former ones, maybe. Wow.
But yeah, doing the movie, it was cool. I mean, like, I didn't really do much this time around. And it's like, titties, nigger. You know, that was pretty much my whole shit. I mean, the standby is something, look at me, chicken. Or I was, but when them titties came out, boy, I was smiling. Well, there was a scene, because it's the first time I've actually been in a situation like that. And I couldn't stop it. My face just locked. I just look guilty for like 10 seconds.
And the director's going, John, you got to look over here. Look Man. Over here. Look at her in the eyes, John. Look at her in the eyes.
No, I was just supposed to walk by. You know, I don't get to do nothing. I don't get to throw up a gang sign or nothing. I just walk by. Nigger, no way.
That's it?
That was it.
Now, how long did you have to wait? When they were setting up the scene, how long was that?
Man, it was an all-day job. And I did a couple scenes. Like, you know, I'm in a couple actual parts. I'm not even going to see the film, but like, I'm in a couple parts.
You're going to see the film.
Why would I want to see myself?
Because you are in the film. Don't give me that bullshit. I don't care what movie I was in. Yeah, but I'm standing there looking
like a chocolate cake with eyes. You know, here's doing nothing special. Actually, it's not like I'm getting to bone one of the nice girls. It's not like I get the Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
But that would be a great story, though. If you got it on DVD, you're like, I fucked her. And who's going to say you didn't? Because you're in the movie. It doesn't matter. I'm not suggesting you lie. I'm just saying lie.
That's what I'm saying. Jesus. Well, you know, let's just hope they don't cut that scene out.
See, that's what he said before I even went to L.A. So, he's jinxing.
What a dick I am. Like,
thanks for encouraging.
They don't want a darker in their film. They just felt sorry for your black ass.
Yeah, who cares? As long as you get paid, right?
Yeah, man. You know,
did you get paid scale for the whole day?
I don't know. The check hasn't come.
Oh, well, there you go.
I mean, they're sending it out to everybody. So I don't know.
They had you join SAG, right? Screen Actors Guild?
Not yet. That's why I'm building points to do.
Oh, okay.
This will get me, you know.
Yeah, because you have to do a certain amount of stuff for
you. Yes, you do. Okay. You can't just be like, hey, I'm here. I'm a star.
Yeah, I think that's the case. I don't know. For
but I'm pretty close. I've done commercial work and stuff, but I got to do some more speaking roles and whatnot.
Yeah, you got a couple of Volkswagen commercials that you did for a dealership here in town. And,
yeah.
Right.
I mean, that stuff counts, I guess. Cool. You know, and you just... Gotta get your points, man. I'm gonna stay on my ground with that, man. Real time.
How many points do you get for like doing this movie?
Wow, I really don't know, but it's gonna be pretty close to where I can sag up. Like, I think the next thing I do, they can. All right, now you're Screen Actors Guild. I think I'm like one point away.
You have to like pay for it or something.
You gotta pay a lot.
Yeah, it's not cheap. I don't think.
No, nothing in America these days is cheap.
Yeah, they figure you're gonna be famous and they want a piece. Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, I hope I'm going to be famous. I mean, like,
that's guaranteed. Yeah, well, absolutely. I just think that them taking...
I can walk up to my car right now. A boulder could fall on my head.
Well, this is the uplifting part of the show. That's, thanks.
No, I want to keep it humble, man. I don't want to be like, I've done a few things and nigga act like his poop don't stink. You've seen a few people who get that way. I'm not saying your names.
I got a list.
I mean, it's not like you won at Yosemite Falls or anything, okay?
Yeah, Joel.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's when you're really doing it big, man.
I mean, you know, JT beat you, so, Mr. Actor. Man. All right.
I won at Yosemite Falls without bringing a bunch of friends.
See, that's right.
So yeah, I'll get to keep the whole $100. I don't have to spend $50 to pay for my 10 buddies' admission. $5 each to get in. So
awesome.
By the way, everybody, forgive me tonight. I'm a little bit under the weather, so hear me in the background coughing and stuff. Sorry.
They'll forgive you.
No. I hope so, because you know, you can be critical. This nigga keep coughing and shit. I don't even want to listen. Turn it off.
Well, you know, they would put up with the coughing if you were a white boy.
Yeah, like
it is definitely racist.
It's always the darkies coughing and stuff.
Word up.
If you didn't smoke so much chronic, maybe you would be coughing.
Chronic? You guys are all on crack, aren't you?
No, crack don't make you cough.
Oh, okay.
Crack make you lose weight.
No, it doesn't.
Anyway. Yeah, it does, and it makes you indestructible.
I never done drugs. I smoked pot on two occasions, and I wasn't impressed.
But
and
drugs
I've been
do
drunk
you.
On two occasions, and I really dislike the feeling.
Now, that I got to see.
Anything
Joel
other
Foreman
than that.
Drunk.
I seriously been thinking about maybe I should start drinking.
Would you be more creepy if you drank?
I don't know if it's possible.
He's like Adam Family creepy, huh?
Actual blood on my
That's gonna be his music when he's walking around.
Literally, not just figuratively. Unless there were literally blood on my hands, I think that's the only way I could be more creepy.
Wow.
And I have to point out that this is human blood. Oh, no, this is not. This is not. I was not making a steak earlier. This is actual human.
That is horrendous.
I don't know. You know the creepy thing when I first started doing comedy when I was living in Seattle. There's this guy. His name is Rick Kunkler. He used to introduce me as the serial killer of comedy. And that's where I get that a lot.
That's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah, a lot of people used to tell
me. I'd like to be, man. Like, he's killing y'all with laughs.
Yeah. That's you know what? That's kind of cool.
Yeah. And he I think he's living in L.A. now. I haven't seen him in a while. But
he's dead. So a serial killer.
Nah, probably. Yeah. No, if he were dead, it'd probably be me and I'd be doing his material. No.
That's funny.
No, he wasn't that funny.
Well, there you go.
I hope Rick Kunkler isn't listening to this.
Yeah.
I bumped into him at the Comedy Store several months ago, and he didn't remember me, or he pretended not to remember me so I wouldn't ask to sleep on his couch. I'm not sure which.
And that could be a little about.
Maybe
syphilis affects the brain first.
Yeah, that's true. You know a lot about syphilis.
I've seen its effects.
Oh, okay. Yeah, firsthand. All right. That's hilarious.
I just we're running out of time here, but just before we do, I just want to go over what's going on in Fresno comedy scene real quick. To be honest with you, between Seattle, I lived there for about a year and a half. Houston, Texas, I lived there for about a year and a half. I did comedy in both places. And then here in Fresno, I have to say that Fresno is actually better for learning comedy than either of those two. In my opinion.
Well, they expect you to know it already in those other two cities.
Well, it's more than that. Every single room was identical. You got the same kind of people everywhere you go. But here in Fresno, the populace is really diverse. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the crowds at Yosemite Falls Cafe or at Crossroads or at Thai Palms are really nothing like each other.
No.
And it helps you to streamline your writing.
Yeah. It's more than that. There's also streamlining your writing, and there's also the fact that you learn to... You learn to cater it to different kinds of audiences, and you get to realize, you know what, this joke will kill
anywhere.
There's some jokes that'll kill anywhere, and then there's others that I can do at Thai Palms and I can't do at Crossroads.
Right.
You know, and you don't really have an opportunity to learn those kinds of things in either Houston or Seattle, as far as I could tell, when I was there, because all of the rooms that you play, you know, Seattle and Houston are not the same as each other. What I mean is that every room in Seattle that I played. Was the same as every other.
Yeah, absolutely.
Every room in Houston I played was the same as every other. So I got to say, for learning comedy, as far as I could see, Fresno is better just because of the variety of...
It's a boot camp.
Yeah, kind of. But there's three main shows each week right now as far as open mics that I go to. Crossroads, he puts some local comics up. Danny Minch is the guy who hosts that show. He puts local comics up before the regular show on Tuesdays. You know, that's starting a little bit after 7. And he usually puts six people up or so. And then the Yosemite Falls Cafe, they have an open mic there. That's the competition that we were talking about. And then on Wednesdays, Aaron Stewart runs... Yosemite Falls Cafe is run by a guy named Johnny Pineda. And then... Aaron Stewart runs an open mic on Wednesdays at Thai Palms in Fresno, Palm and Knees. And that's, you know, you tell him ahead of time and he sets up the list and texts it out to everybody so you know whether – on that one, you know whether or not you're going to be going up beforehand. Occasionally he has, you know, someone special show up and that'll change. But usually if your name's on the list and you know to show up. But there's been a couple of interesting shows lately in town. One was Adam Carolla was here. Was it weekend before last, or was it last weekend?
It was last.
I think it was the second.
Something like that. Yeah.
And I listened to his podcast, And I would have liked to go to the show, but I just had other stuff going on that night. But
and it was $50.
Yeah.
It was in between $40 and $50.
Yeah, well, I knew I wasn't going to be able to go, so I didn't even bother looking it up. But if it was that much, I probably wouldn't have gone.
I'll listen to his podcast for free.
Yeah. And then a couple weeks before, what is that guy's name? The dude that played Screech was here.
Dustin Diamond.
Yeah, Dustin Diamond. Thank you.
Yeah, and both of these two guys, Terry Michaels and John Jones, performed at that show. And
he was cool as hell.
Yeah. He is very cool. I didn't get a chance to talk to him because I was just in the audience. But anyone who saw him, every other comic I've talked to who talked to Dustin Diamond said he was really nice. So anyone out there listening who is like, oh, well, I remember what a jerk he was on Celebrity Fit Club. Okay, reality shows are scripted, and it was his job to be an asshole on that.
And they wanted him to.
Yeah, nice. So, and he did his job well, and you can tell that by the fact that you hate him so much.
Exactly.
So just reality show is not reality.
Yeah, he was a cool cat.
That was at the Tower Theater.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Are there any other interesting shows coming up in the near future that you guys know about?
What's funny is there's not a lot of comedy shows that are coming up, but what's weird at the Tower Theater, they're getting all these hip rock guitar players from like the 60s and 70s. Robin Trower's coming, Greg Howe's coming.
Really?
All these.
Oh, you forgot Bobby Brown and MC Hammer and them are coming.
Are they really?
He's actually dusting off the pants and everything. They do what they want to do. Say what they want to say.
So, but yeah,
he got them back from Vanilla Ice. And
Oh, yeah. They did kind of look
Vanilla Ice used to open for MC Hammer. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I didn't know that. And some of the times that he had gone on tour when Hammer was really big, Vanilla Ice was opening for him. And I just wondered if they just handed the pants over. Between
pick up the hammer. Well, the ball's broke now. But I don't know of any comedy shows that are like any bigger name comedy that's coming right now. Just the regular shows that we have going on, the ones that you talked about.
Yeah, Crossroads, it's free, and free pizza is every Tuesday. The open mic starts a little after 7, and then he has some paid headliners at different people each week.
Right. And
then, of course, the Yosemite Falls Cafe, the all local comics, and then on Wednesdays, Ty Palms. I know that Aaron Stewart and other people and Andre Covington do some other shows each month, but I don't know. I don't know what they're doing, but I'm gonna try to do each episode at this point. I'm going to just try to give a list of what each of the shows coming to town and happening there.
I know this Saturday, December 18th, we're roasting comic and magician Dexter Morgan.
Oh, really? It's his birthday or something?
Yeah,
or?
It's his birthday, and we're roasting him. So we're going to – it's that is going to be fun. also, the guy who did Funky Cold Medina –
Tone Loc. He's going to be at Crossroads.
No. Yes, he is.
No.
He's doing the Funky Cole Medina.
You know, that's when you've come to that point.
Yeah.
It's time to take a glass of Clorox bleach with broken glass in it and ice cubes and drink it down.
Crossroads is one of those.
Be there?
Yeah.
Crossroads is one of those. Okay, it's called Crossroads, so it makes sense that there's two roads that hit, the road up and the road down. And they meet at the crossroads. Mm-hmm. So it's nice that the place is named that because it's accurate for what it is. If you're performing at Crossroads and you've never been big, okay.
It's the road going up.
If you're performing at Crossroads and you were big at one time, yeah, you're done.
Going down.
I don't mean to be such a downer about the place. I mean, I do like it, even though it looks like a strip club without the pole. But
well, maybe we can change that.
Yeah, I know. I'll bring a pole with me next time. But it you know, they have a comedy show once a week where they give out free pizza.
And it's shitty pizza, too. I'm sorry, it is. Shitty pizza.
It's only good when it's hot, boy. As soon as that stuff gets cold, it's like a weapon. You
know? Yeah.
Yeah.
That pizza can stop robberies.
Nice.
Stop robberies. He's got the, you know, he's got, the, John has got the best analogies in the world.
He does.
He's like he's like the black Dennis Miller.
Except you're actually on a show.
Except that he is intelligent and has talent. He just doesn't make up words that no one else can pronounce.
And he's not a dick. I'm sorry, Dennis, if you're listening, you're still a dick. I'm sorry.
I've never met Dennis Miller. I've always heard like that
the,
about
the him. The dickhead, ain't it? Remember back in the day when he had that dickhead haircut?
I have heard that I spoke to another comic who had worked with Dennis Miller, and Dennis stayed out in his limo until it was time for him to come on stage, and he did not want to be around any other comics, and he did not want to be in the green room, and he wanted to be left alone.
Well.
So fuck him.
I can,
like a man going through problems with syphilis.
Actually, it sounds like someone who's afraid they're going to get accused of stealing other people's jokes.
Well,
that
could be.
There's a lot of that going around.
That's
a whole other episode.
We'll talk about that next episode.
If we can get number one hashed out, that'd be cool.
Here on Bitter Comics Bitch and Moan.
At Denny's.
If I seem bitter, it's because I'm bitter. Exactly. Appearances can be deceiving, but sometimes they're just right the fuck on.
Exactly. Very good.
Anyway, I guess that's it for anything you guys want to add? What's going on with you? You got any more stuff happening lately?
No, I'm all tapped out for the remainder of this year. I'm taking a break for a bit. I'm going to regroup, get well from this cold. That's pretty much it. But I'm going to be on fire next year. We're going to go for that push.
That's what happens when you hang out with titties.
Mm. Yeah, it wore me out, boy. My eyes were everywhere.
Got a chest cold.
Yeah, it really got me, man. Syphilis through the air.
What's going on with you? You got any stuff coming up?
I don't have a lot of... I've got some stuff booked in January and March so far.
Oh, cool. Is that stuff you're going up to Washington and Oregon?
Going up to Washington, Oregon, and I'm also looking... I've got a promoter in Bakersfield that wants to do a private show with me for about 300 or 400 people.
Oh, cool.
I guess. I'm producing this podcast here, and then I've got my other podcast that I'm doing, and so a lot of editing.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping by the middle of next year I'm going to record another comedy album. Oh, cool. I have one comedy album out already called Bad Mood Rising, but my next comedy album I'm going to record, it's going to be called I Never Said I Was Nice.
Bad Mood Rising, is that available anywhere? Or?
It's actually the company that produced it and was distributing it went out of business. Okay. So, unfortunately, no. That's why I have to get another one out.
Okay.
So, but yeah, that's what I got going on, and we got the podcast here, so I've got my plate kind of full. So, and
cool.
You know, new year coming up, new projects. So that's what I got going on, baby.
Awesome.
I don't mean to call you baby. That was
baby. Yeah. You know what? You call me. That's the most action I had in a long time. Just being called baby.
Nice.
Felt good.
Well, you've... Wow. We're going to end on that odd note.
This is that creepy uncle vibe.
Yeah. If you want to get in touch with JT Foreman, he's under Joel Foreman on Facebook. Right? Correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to get... also... the Super Negro Champ .com.
Yeah.
And you can reach me, Terry Michaels, on Facebook. And, you know, get in touch with us. If you got some suggestions, I'm sure Joel's going to set up an email for the show.
Yeah. And, yeah, I'll get that by next episode. I'll have it. I should have done it already, but I'm a loser. So.
Well, you've been listening to Table for Three, Episode 1, and it is December 14th. So. We're going to keep doing these. So thank you for listening, Joel.
Thanks for listening. Appreciate it. And hope to see you out there.
Peace out.
All right, take care.